What's the best and worst thing for your health? An argument could be made that it's inflammation, the body's ancient frontline response to pathogens and injury. Unfortunately, inflammation also seems to contribute to heart disease, cancer, and a variety of ailments that tend to strike as we get older. How our body's defenses can turn against us is the subject of the new book, A Silent Fire: The Story of Inflammation, Diet, and Disease by Shilpa Ravella. Shilpa is a gastroenterologist and an assistant professor of medicine at Columbia University. She's also written for The Atlantic, New York Magazine, Slate, and USA Today. And her TED-Ed talk, How the Food You Eat Affects Your Gut, has over 5 million views. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
My name is Shilpa Ravella. I'm a transplant gastroenterologist and an assistant professor of medicine at Columbia University Medical Center. My new book, which has recently been published, is called A Silent Fire: The Story of Inflammation, Diet, and Disease. Today, I want to share with you five big ideas from the book. The first big idea I want to cover is the paradigm-shifting view of inflammation in human health, including its fundamental role in nearly all of our modern chronic diseases. When we think of inflammation, we typically think of its ancestral role. Inflammation is a benevolent force that evolved to fight infectious germs, poisons, and traumas, all of which ancient humans routinely succumbed to. When you cut your finger or stub your toe, you can see the cardinal signs of inflammation working to heal the wound: redness, heat, swelling, and pain. Blood flow quickens as arteries and veins dilate, and fluid and protein leaks out into tissues. But we know that inflammation is not always helpful. We're familiar with visible inflammation in autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, where you can see swollen joints and rashes. However, there is more to the story. We're finding that this dark side of inflammation, its biological price, so to speak, is more pervasive than ever imagined, reaching beyond typical autoimmune diseases. Low-level inflammation, or hidden inflammation, which we are not used to testing for or treating, is tied to all kinds of chronic diseases, including top killers like heart disease and cancer. In fact, it may be a common thread running through nearly all disease, like obesity, diabetes, neurodegenerative and psychiatric disorders, and even aging itself. This type of inflammation proceeds insidiously. It floats in our bodies unheeded, unseen, and unfelt until one day it wreaks havoc. In the 21st century, we've reached a tipping point of sorts. We can now say that inflammation is not only a consequence of disease, which we are used to appreciating, but also a potential root cause, and not just obvious inflammation we are used to detecting, but low-level hidden inflammation, which has gained traction in the medical literature. It colludes with our genes and our environment to make us sick. It can indeed be a silent killer. And this idea that hidden inflammation may be a shared biological mechanism between distinct diseases fosters a new understanding of human health. It compels us to consider not only focusing on individual disease processes, but also preventing or treating these diseases in concert, taking into account the totality of the patient. So the big questions the book delves into are, if you are not diagnosed with a typical inflammatory disease, what does it mean for you to be silently inflamed in the modern age? Are there tests that can catch it? And importantly, how can we prevent, suppress, or even reverse this type of inflammation? And this brings us to our second big idea. Beyond drug therapy, two important narratives have begun to take hold in our struggle to understand and to combat inflammation. First, the relationship between inflammation, including hidden inflammation, and our microbiomes. We have trillions of bacteria, viruses, fungi, and protozoa teeming on, in, and around us. The human intestines are home to more microbes than any other part of the body. This gut microbiome is crucial for human health. It functions like a vital organ, with a metabolic capacity that surpasses the liver's. The microbes in the gut have a variety of important functions. We know that they ferment what we cannot digest, harvesting energy. They degrade toxic substances. They protect us against deadly germs. But what we're now also realizing is that gut microbes play a central role in immune function and inflammation. The microbes in our intestines are having conversations with immune cells in our gut and beyond at all hours of the day. They actually help to shape the immune system. For example, if you look at germ-free mice, which are delivered by C-section, grow up in plastic bubbles, and subsist on sterilized food and water, these mice face major problems like deformed hearts, lungs, and intestines, brain defects, and forever maladjusted immune systems that cannot defend them against germs yet jump easily to attack the body's own tissues. The conversations between microbes and immune cells not only shape the immune system, they're shaped by the immune system. And this intricate dialogue is how our bodies are trained to distinguish harmless food and germs from their toxic counterparts. It affects things like succumbing to a deadly infection, getting seasonal allergies, or failing to build immunity after a vaccine. And importantly, it also affects the risk of developing the hidden inflammation tied to our modern chronic diseases. So we need exposure to the right quantity and quality of germs all throughout our lives to foster these essential conversations to create an optimal inflammatory state and an immune system that doesn't overreact or underreact to challenges, strengthening immunity while staving off autoimmunity. The next big idea, or the second important narrative in our struggle to understand and combat inflammation, is food. A growing body of research supports the power of our diets to both cause and or prevent and treat inflammation. But is there evidence for a true anti-inflammatory diet? It's a word that we hear often, but is there truly a type of diet that can help to prevent or treat hidden inflammation and our chronic fatal diseases of modernity? And yes, this way of eating does indeed exist, but it's a complicated question. How, for example, do you even begin to define this diet when we know that that eating itself is an inflammatory act? If you take in any meal, you will see a flash of inflammation, at least to some degree. In fact, scientists once wondered if the mere digestion of food was also a type of infection. So we need to make a distinction between the physiologic inflammation triggered by food, and some foods do this more than others, and the excessive persistent inflammation, often low level, which is triggered by long-term eating patterns and other environmental factors, because it's this type of inflammation that leads to chronic inflammatory diseases. And importantly, we also need to consider how food affects our microbiomes. So when we talk about the anti-inflammatory diet, we need to not only look at the gamut of nutrition science to date, but to do so from a historical and an evolutionary perspective as well. The next big idea I want to discuss is that understanding these intricate interactions between hidden inflammation, food, and germs can help us adapt to our current environment. We were designed to survive and reproduce in the midst of historic killers like infections and traumas, so we evolved bodies capable of developing robust inflammatory responses. In this historical setting, the cost of provoking an inflammatory response in terms of autoimmunity was usually a reasonable price to pay, for example, when destroying a deadly germ. But today we've transformed our environments, and without constant life-threatening infections, the cost of a robust inflammatory response or low-level response is higher. Our immune system is incredibly sensitive to the triggers in our modern world, and we don't see or feel the true price of this constant low-level stimulation of the immune system, which manifests years or even decades down the line in the form of things like heart attacks, cancers, devastating autoimmune diseases, the debilitating conditions of old age, and much more. At the heart of hidden inflammation is an incongruity between the ecological niche we evolved to inhabit and the one most of us currently occupy. Our current environment is plagued not only by chronic diseases, but pressing disasters like climate change and global pandemics. And here, too, the relationships between inflammation, microbes, and diet play essential roles. For example, hidden inflammation can help to explain why ostensibly healthy people can succumb to severe illness during epidemics and pandemics. It weakens immunity, predisposing us to infections. It also increases the likelihood that our immune systems will mount an overwhelming, inappropriate attack against germs, leading to unfavorable outcomes. And regarding climate change, the links between human and planetary health are inextricable, And one of the best weapons against the ongoing destruction of the planet is to make swift changes in the way food is produced and consumed around the world today. The similarities between a diet for planetary health and one that helps to manage inflammation, promoting human health, are striking. Aside from chronic diseases and pandemics and climate change, another aspect of our current environment, albeit a positive one, is the unprecedented potential of the modern world to maximize health and longevity. As human lifespans continue to increase, each one of us is more likely than ever to require, at some point, modern medical interventions that warrant immune manipulation, from advanced prosthetics to human and artificial organ transplants to cancer immunotherapy. We are new humans comprised of new materials, and controlling inflammation through lifestyle changes, which is a form of gene therapy, will help us not only to survive but also to thrive in this new context of human life. So in order to adapt to our current environment at large, we must live in the ways that respect the language of the immune system. And in closing, the fifth and last big idea I'd like to bring up is the omnipresence of inflammation in both sickness and health. The majority of us suffer with one or more chronic inflammatory diseases, and nearly every medical practitioner encounters inflammation in some form, addressing it piecemeal from the vantage point of various specialties. We are all bound in this common battle. And it's not so much a battle, really, as it is a struggle for balance, an attempt to capture an inflammatory equilibrium. A Silent Fire tells the story of inflammation by exposing its new depths, focusing on low-level, hidden inflammation, its links to common and sometimes fatal diseases of modernity, and the interlaced roles of food and germs. Much as hidden inflammation is complex and insidious, the story of how we came to define this entity, how we might be able to prevent or treat it, is also rich and protracted. This is a story that is at once old and new. It's a story of discovery and rediscovery. It's grounded in history and hard science, and it celebrates the scientists who dedicated their lives to shedding light on individual pieces of this grand puzzle and on the puzzle as a whole. When their work is taken in concert, a compelling narrative emerges, which allows us today to declare that hidden inflammation is a cause of disease and that we have the tools to prevent and to treat it. Thank you.
Thank you, Shilpa. That was Shilpa Ravello with five big ideas from Silent Fire, the story of inflammation, diet, and disease. You might also want to listen to our book bite for Lifetime, Your Body Clock and Its Essential Role in Good Health and Sleep by Russell Foster. I'm Holly Morris. Thanks for listening.